The annual Gala at the Galleries is more than simply a celebration of the arts. The fundraising event allows the community to support rising artists like Dylan Welch and help offset the rising costs of education. The event is Saturday night at the University Galleries and is organized by the Friends of the Arts, which member Brian Honker describes as a fundraising organization that not only offers scholarships, but it also provides grants to fine arts students at Illinois State University to help them fund their creative projects.
Every year we were rolling out scholarships to help the students get to the university, but we saw once they got here, just the rising cost of materials, music sheets, scripts, just the various things that the art students need, increasing from year to year to year. And in order for the students to actually finish up their projects, they needed some extra income. Mm-hmm. So we stepped in to help that, as well as the process that they go through in obtaining a grant from us. If they're going to choose to go out in the professional world to pursue a profession in the arts, grant writing is kind of a staple of what they're going to have to do. So by working with us and working towards a grant from us, they're actually learning how to write those grants in the future.
And Dylan, you are a student here. You are focusing on printmaking.
Correct, yeah.
You're a two-time recipient of the grants. And so did you actually write the grants yourself?
I did.
So tell me how the grant has changed your life as an art student.
Yeah, it's very expensive to be an arts student. Materials get really, really expensive. So as you're planning a project, you know, you can start to feel like things are kind of closing in on you and you can't kind of dream quite as big. And so when you have just a little extra money, then it really opens the door to have bigger ideas. And
let's hear about those bigger ideas that you've had. I think it's distressing. I think it would be distressing to anyone to hear that an artist wouldn't be able to dream as big because they didn't have the funds in order to create their vision. So tell me about what you have been able to create thanks to the grant.
Yeah, well, my first project was a papermaking project, and I kind of got here and was trying to get involved with the community and get involved with the Horticulture Center a little bit too, because I thought that there was some really great possibilities there. So I applied for a grant to run a kind of community papermaking workshop and have a little garden with some papermaking plants.
Like what?
Well, some agave. We had some kozo and what else do we have? Papyrus. For a very ancient kind of papermaking. So that was really fun for me, and I got to work with Jessica over at the Horticulture Center. So it was actually really great for me because that was my second semester here. So I really got to get involved and had this kind of reason to get involved, and you know, the Friends of the Arts really supported that.
So you've really benefited. Your art has really benefited from the grants that you had. And basically, do you feel like you wouldn't have made the same progress without it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other grant I received was to help with my thesis work. And so that's really a time when you don't want to be constrained by, you know, financial issues. And so that really allowed me to get the right materials to work bigger, and I ended up working quite a bit bigger than I might have otherwise. And just have, you know, even just small things like printing nicer announcement cards. And that, like, makes a big difference, just to have a nice quality for that kind of thing.
So you're graduating without quite as much student debt thanks to the grants
indeed,
that you had.
Indeed, yeah. And a good feather in my cap, just feeling having received a couple grants and put that on my CV.
You are an artist yourself, and you've gone to work in business. What does it mean to you to be in a position now where you can help up-and-coming artists in the academic world? You're able to help them get these grants. What does that mean to you?
That they don't have to come out of school with as much credit card debt as I had. It really is. You know, I spent 4 years back in the art department and graduated many years ago. But the skills I learned there, I would value far more than any of the other ones I've learned throughout even my college experience and since then, because it's the critical thinking, being able to analyze your work, being able to put your work up on the wall and listen to the good criticism come out of all these other students, but being able to not be upset by that criticism, but to turn around and take that and refine your work has been huge. Giving back to the students now, it really just allows me to just still be part of the community and to help those students learn easier and more, you know, so that they can learn more than I ever learned and take those out into the field and continue to pursue what they really care about.
Well, let's focus on the event itself. Is there an auction involved? Are you auctioning off the artwork of the students?
Not necessarily as students, but we have quite a bit of artwork from the alumni from the university, as well as the larger art community. We also have experiences that a couple of the local businesses have put in.
Experiences, that sounds so mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one I'm a fan of that I try to bid on every year and have lost so far every year. One of the theater professors actually is donating his time to teach swordplay. So you can actually bid on an item, and
that would be Paul Denhart, I'll bet.
Yeah, you know. So it's just not art for the wall. It's things you can experience. You know, chocolate for a month. One of the local shops in downtown Bloomington is donating a summer camp where kids can come and play various board games. So we have all kinds of experiences out there, art from the local community and the broader community at large.
Will the students be there as well? Dylan, will you be there as well, basically giving feedback to the people so they know what they're supporting?
Yeah, absolutely. I will be there. I have a piece in there too. A bunch of graduate students, some really beautiful
work in there. What's your
piece? Mine is an etching with some hand drawing on it, so real traditional printmaking technique. It's just really nice to feel. I remember my kind of first and second semester, and I was just getting, you know, accustomed to being here. I felt very supported by the Friends of the Arts, and I received that grant my second semester and met some people from the board, and it just felt very welcoming and like people in the community telling us that they support our work. So when I received the papermaking grant, I got to work with Lisa Lofgren, who's a local artist and runs a community print shop. And that was one of my first experiences working with her, and then I kind of got to know her a little better and spent some time at Come Together Space, which is her print shop and kind of community center space. And it turns out that my husband and I got married there in about a year. So I was thinking, like, wow, the Friends of the Arts kind of got that ball rolling. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
and your husband's an artist as well.
Yes, he is. He's in the visual culture program, and he just received a grant along with his name is Greg Solo, and his kind of co-conspirator on this project is Ryan Peluchek, and they're working on a bunch of speakers that they just built, and they're having a sound performance.
So the grants are kind of running in the family,
as
it were.
They are running in the family, indeed. Yeah, and we're really grateful.
That's artist Dylan Welch and Friends of the Arts member Brian Honker. The gala at the galleries is Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the University Galleries in Uptown Normal. Tickets are available online. I'm Laura Kennedy.